Holding in base elo, Siman Reish Vav Halacha Ches, we're going to Siman Reish Zayin Halacha Vav. So we're discussing someone that finds out after the Yontav, Mishasham Halacha Arega, the person finds out after the Yontav that a relative was Nifter. And that relative was Nifter before the Rega, before the Yontav. So even though there were others that actually sat and mourned for this relative before the Regan, when the Yontav came, it basically canceled the Shiva. And if they would Shiva, canceled the Shleshim. I mean, if they finished Shiva, canceled the Shleshim. Nevertheless, for him, he stuck. Since he didn't do any of this before the Regan doesn't cancel anything. And therefore, if he heard it, even if it's on the 30th day from the day of burial, we consider it the Shmur Koiva. And now he has to be next Shiva and Shleshim. From that time that he heard, someone the relative dies, but he doesn't know about it. The halacha is you're not allowed to tell him. This is a very tricky halacha. Like someone's in an old age home and there's no purpose in telling them, and definitely should not tell them. It's based on the pasuk and Mishlei. Moiti diba ukasi. Someone says something negative, it's considered foolish. Now you're not even allowed to invite the person to a wedding, etc. So long as he doesn't know. Why? Because he's like anyone else. Pele pelaim. Similarly, when it comes to husband whose wife, his relative was nifter, he's allowed to have marital relations with her since she doesn't know. But again, this halacha is tricky. Why is it tricky? Because if a person's going to find out, let's say, a person knows that this person would be really upset if he didn't tell him about the levaya, then the halacha would change, albeit that the kitzur doesn't raise that point. Now, if someone already is asking about his relative, if he's alive or not, you're not allowed to lie. It's a pasuk, midvar sheker tichak. So what should he do? He shouldn't say outwardly that he died. It's also like a negative thing. A person doesn't want it to say out of his mouth. Rather, it should say something that already will indicate that the person understands that the relative is not anymore in this world. Like, I'm not sure if he's in this world anymore. When it comes to children that are, meaning boys, that could say Kaddish on behalf of their father and the mother, then for sure you should tell them. In order that they should say Kaddish, because Kaddish is a tremendous benefit for the Nifter. It's an amazing mitzvah. Mitzvah gedoyla, a Nichum Avelim. Siman Reish Zayin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nichum Avelim. Says after Avram died, Vayivarchakim Yitzchak Benoy. And it's the reason why it's a dual mitzvah, is because it's a chesed that a person is doing both with alive, the people that are mourning, and the people that are nifter, meaning the mace himself, because in the Shema, especially in the place where the mourning is taking place, where the deceased, the soul is left, so it gets comfort from the people that are comforting. It's an amazing thought to think about when you're going and comforting someone that's a novel, that the soul of the person that passed away is really in mourning for the 7 days. It actually has a whole difficulty with its the journey that the Neshama takes. So when the people that are comforting the mourners, it's actually a comfort for this neshama, Pele Plaim. Now, the halacha is when it comes to Menachemim, this is very important also, to think before what you're going to say before you even come. And many times, the halacha is not to say anything until the Avel starts. As we find from Eev and Dover Elav, and then Eev started speaking, and then afterwards, Menachem started speaking. And when a person, you have to sometimes get the hint. Person that the Avos is already nodding to indicate that he's happy if he could have his own private time, definitely one should not stay there. If an Avos or someone is sick and someone very important walks in, they do not stand for them. They don't have to stand. It's not really a covered for an Avos to get up for a Nasi or a Talmud Chacham, etc. And in fact, it's a Derech Eretz. If someone wants to honor someone, usually, so we tell the person, you don't have to honor me, you don't have to get up. Shave, we say sit down. When it comes to an oven, you're not supposed to do so, because then it sounds like you're saying that you should stay in your sit in your avelus, continues to being in your status of avelus or sickness. Person also should be careful, this is done by the oven himself, not to say, which means I didn't even get my punishment yet. Something similar to that is a negative thing. It's yiftach pelasatam. We have a very major rule. Our mouth is a very powerful weapon, and if we open our mouth and say such things, it's going to chas v'shalom hurt us. So therefore, we don't say negative things about ourselves, and certainly not saying that Hashem didn't punish me enough. Also, when it comes to the Menachem, someone that's comforting should not tell the Avel, listen, what can you do? And this is something so common. We can't change what Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Now, this is a form of blasphemy, shockingly enough, because it almost implies that if it was possible, we would do it differently. Instead of accepting the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a loving way, which is really the concept of Kol Mada Benachman L'Tavid, not easy, but at least a person should be careful not to make such statements. Now here's an interesting question. The Aveinu Mechatchila should really mourn in a place where the soul left the person's body. And many times that happens, it's in the hospital. So obviously they're not sitting shiva in the hospital. But really, that's where the soul actually mourns. So that's where we're really supposed to give tanchumim. But nevertheless, usually that's not the case in the hospital. So usually you go to the house where the, preferably where the aval, where the nifter actually lived. It's a mitzvah to daven in a place where the soul is, where the soul departed, with 10 shachas and alvis. So this is true, even though the aval is not there, there's an inyan to make a minyan by the house of the deceased. But if there are people that are sitting shiva, relatives, even if they're not in the house of the deceased, so then there's no obligation anymore to make a minyan in the place of the house of the deceased. You don't have to go there if there's a avelim sitting somewhere else, because many times, because of practical reasons, either in Lakewood or Muncie, whatever it is, it's difficult to travel, and they make it easier also for everyone else. However, one of the most important requirements is to prepare a Sefer Torah there before and to make a proper place, because there's a whole shayla of moving a Sefer Torah. Now, if there's two houses, and both houses mean that someone was nifter, one house, the oval is there, and the other house, the oval is not there. And there's not enough people in the city to basically divide that you could have 10 men here and 10 men here to make a minute for both. So the halacha is, interestingly enough, that they should daven in the house where there's no oval. Meaning, since this house has no oval, so the menachem are not really coming and comforting. So therefore, it's much better to make a minyan there versus a house that has an oval. So anyway, there's comforters. So that's why the first house gets preference. The minig is also, after shachas and mincha, to say the mizmo, the tehillim limtes, and it's certainly very, very worthy to learn Mishnais for the tikkun of the neshama, because you know that the Mishnah is the letters of neshama. Have a great Shabbos.